with the Asian Over 50 Club, with the networking and peace fundings and all that, the club is well established, as well known all over Northern Ireland now. And
got a charity status as well.
Yes, charity status
this year.
Yes.
So it's well recognized.
But it was backdated.
Yes, it was backdated. Because the reason it was backdated, we applied that in 2009, our charitable status, it was rejected.
Yeah.
So we applied again this year, 2011, and we got it, and they backdated it to 2009 from the first application, you know, because that time there was a technicality, which is a great thing. So we have now approached Core and Council. We can ask anything we need.
Yeah.
Well established that. Then through the advocacy in EDNI, we have approached to the MLAs in Stormont. So we can have talk to them if we need something in this area for our community. So I think we're doing pretty well.
Yeah.
We have a lot of networking with the local churches group and ordinary groups there. So we hold festivals like we can usually get 160
people.
We only 35 members.
Yeah.
We get 160, 170.
Yeah, festivals.
Yes, but it was thanks to the Peace 3. We got money from
them. The biggest festival of lights, which is celebrated all over in India, you know, like, and we celebrated here with different groups, and quite successfully, you know, like, yeah.